There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 19th edition. We got a 10-game banger on slap tap for you tonight. Should be a fun one. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday night, 15-game slate. It was a wild one. The A's with the late-night hammer. I know it helped some of the chats out quite a bit. Otherwise, pretty disappointing when the Red Sox, Cubs, and the D-backs, all in great spots, all decide to shit the bed. That's baseball, though. That's what we do. We nailed the pitching. This time the hitting wasn't all there. But we got a fun one on tap tonight. Let's look at the totals on this slate. Tigers, Pirates, total of 8. Angels, Blue Jays, 10. Mets, Braves, 9.5. White Sox, Cubs, 7. Indians, Rangers, 11.5. Red Sox, Twins, 9.5. Marlins, Cardinals, 8. Rockies, D-backs, 9. Giants, Dodgers, 8. So we got some big ones to take a look at. You got 5 at 9 or better. So half the slate, 9 or better. Definite good looks there, and you need to watch the weather. We got some weather concerns once again. Surprise, surprise. Detroit, Philadelphia, 25%. Cleveland, Texas, very light, it's like scattered showers, but it's very, very hot and very, very humid. A lot to do with that total. Bad pitching and that weather, boom. And then you got White Sox, Cubs, about 50% chances of rain there. Wind blowing in from left field, and that one pretty hard. And you got Miami, St. Louis, wind blowing out to center, and about pretty good chances of rain there. So the St. Louis and Cubs game look pretty wet, could be a problem. And then you got some other ones around baseball. So keep an eye on that. It's really weird that we're in the middle to end of June and we're still having massive rain chances. This is just a weird, weird weather year all around baseball. Let's get into the pitching on this slate. You got Max Scherzer. We're going to pass on that, broken nose and all. I'll wait and see how that goes. Lucas Giolito's in a great spot there against the Cubs. But the only guy over 10K I'll take a look at right now, and I probably won't even use him, but he's in play, is Rich Hill of the Los Angeles Dodgers, $10,300 against the San Francisco Giants. You saw what Kershaw just did to the Giants last night. Hill's faced them once this year, 5 innings, 2 earned, 6 Ks for 17.3. He's got a 2.61 ERA at home this year. Recent starts, 23-6, 17-3, 34, 17, 21, 36. That's consistently great in cash with GPP upside. Again, a Giants team that strikes out almost 23% of the time versus lefties. Hill, minus 240, home favorite. The Giants have the lowest team total at 2.9. They have a 282 WOBA to 123 ISO versus lefties. Rich Hill at 10-3 is a great spot tonight. Really, really good play if you feel like paying up. But when you go down, it gets a little interesting. You got the likes of Zach Greinke, $9,000 at home against the red hot Colorado Rockies. Greinke's faced him twice this year, averaging 16 points a start. But, you know, the most recent start was at Colorado, 6 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 19.9. He's faced him in Colorado both times. He has not been at home. Recent home starts, though, Yankees, 30 points. Braves, 25. Pittsburgh, 29. Mets got shelled. So he's got some really good starts outside of that Mets one. He's been pitching great overall, period. Pitching really, really well. Rocky strikeout over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And Greinke's a minus 140 home favorite in this matchup. It's a risky one because the Rockies' bats are just crazy hot right now. But Greinke, Merrill Kelly, not quite the Spider-Man meme of pointing at each other. Not quite the same thing. So take that with a grain of salt. Colorado 4.2 team total. Lefties 254, righties 305 versus Greinke. So it's more of a GBP play than cash, but he does have big upside. Should go low owned at 9K. The last guy above 8K, we're going to mix them all together because there's not a ton of pitching I like at this moment in time on this slate. It could change, but I'm going to try to keep it tight to this core. Is Andrew Heaney at 8,500 bucks at the Toronto Blue Jays. We saw what Tyler Skaggs did last night. This Blue Jays offense is just, they'll have moments here and there, and that's why their value is good and GPPs and everything. But as a whole, there's a lot of swing and miss in this lineup. There's a lot of this weak contact right now. Lourdes Gurriel is the most consistent thing out there. Vladdy's been a struggle. Gavin Biggio's very hit and miss. It's a very, very up and down lineup. You got Heaney, who's coming into this game pitching really, really well of late. You know, at Tampa, 5 innings, 1 earned, only 2K. That's what hurt him there. But Seattle 17-4, at Seattle 24, Texas 21-5. Those are his four starts this season. He's been outstanding. So really, really good floor with Heaney with some very nice upside. It's a Toronto team that strikes out 24.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. And Heaney's a minus 150 road favorite. That just, everything I said about Toronto just sums it up for you right there. It's just, this Angels team is coming into Toronto, and you got Andrew Heaney as a minus 150 road favorite. He's striking out about 34% that he's facing so far this year. Giving up a lot of hard contact and a lot of flight balls, though. So that's the caveat that makes Toronto like a GPP play. But at the same time, you know, 4.6 team total. Lefties hitting 219, righties 325 off Heaney. And they have a 303 WOBA and a 167 ISO. Like I said, they struggle versus left-handed pitching quite a bit. So Heaney at 85, very, very fun play as well. So 8,500 and above, you got Hill 1, I got Heaney 2, I got Greinke 3. All right, $7,800 and below, you got Daniel Ponce de Leon at home against the Miami Marlins. Watch the weather in this one, of course. But Ponce has been pretty good. He had a rough road start against the Mets, but he only gave 1 earned in 4 innings. He has walked 4 guys. Previous start, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 3 walks, 7 Ks against Milwaukee for 20.3. He gets the Miami Marlins. Those pesky Miami Marlins who got to that Cardinals bullpen last night. Pretty, pretty good. But they strike out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Ponce, the minus 170 home favorite. He's getting a 50% ground ball rate, 27% strikeout rate in the small sample so far this season. So something to keep in mind there with Ponce de Leon. And when you look at the Miami Marlins, team total of 3.4. It's the third lowest on the slate. Lefties 156, righties 343. And a Marlins team with a 288 WOBA and a 118 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So a lot to like with Ponce de Leon. What's not to like is the weather. But if this game plays, Ponce is a very, very intriguing play at 78. A play I like a lot, and it's also weather permitting, is Johnny Lester at 7,400 bucks at home against the Chicago White Sox. It's a White Sox team that watched Cole Hamels navigate the field through them. Lester's been very, very hit and miss this year. But at home, a 2.46 ERA, averaging over 17 DraftKings points per starts. On the road, 5.82 ERA, 10.4 DraftKings points per starts. Recent home starts, the Cardinals 17-3, Angels 25-6. So some good stuff to look at there. It's obviously not a lock by any means. The rain looks bad, but the wind is helping him tremendously if this game plays. You got Johnny Lester, where the Cubs strike out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Lester, 22.6% K rate. And the White Sox have the second lowest team total on the slate at 3.15. That is tremendous. I know I mention this kind of stuff a lot about cheaper pitchers with good rates, good win percentage. It works most of the time, doesn't it? Look at Homer Bailey yesterday, look at some of these other guys, Mitch Keller and company. Doesn't work every time, but a 3.15 team total, 324 WOBA for the White Sox versus lefties and only a 139 ISO. Leaves a lot to be desired there with Johnny Lester if he cracks the lineup, or if rain permits in this one. And then last but not least, again, this is a weird, weird pitching slate, but Trevor Richards at the St. Louis Cardinals, again, a rainy game. So join us in the QuantEdge member Discord. You can join there. Rest of the MLB season, $10 off for $74.99 using promo code Bubba. Join us there. Come join us in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat, as if weather dictates different things, we might have to pivot some pitching around. But right now, Trevor Richards, I like quite a bit. On the road, a 3.51 ERA, averaging 16 points per road start. Of late, you know, Braves 19-6, at San Diego 29-5, San Francisco 26, Detroit 17-4, Mets 15. Had a couple hiccups after that, but overall he's shown some really, really good stuff. Cardinals are interesting, but they're really not good. Yamamoto just threw another 7 shutout innings against him. It's pretty crazy. They strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Trevor Richards, 21% K rate, 37% ground ball rate. Not a lock by any means, but a very intriguing play. St. Louis, 4.6 team total. Lefties, 322. Righties, 301 in that matchup. So Trevor Richards at 71 is in play for you tonight. In the 7K range, I got Lester, 1. Ponce de Leon, 2. Richards, 3. But all of those are weather-permitting games. So stay tuned on those. And if you're looking for a punt, the punts were horrible. Like, really, really bad. Really, really bad. The only one I'm looking at, and it's one of the highest total games on the board, is Adam Plutko of the Cleveland Indians at $5,900 at the Texas Rangers. It's strictly a he's cheap. 21-9 at Detroit, 19-7 against the Yanks, got beat up by Tampa, 21-7 against Baltimore. So he's faced a couple good teams. He's pitched really, really well. He hasn't pitched in an environment like this, I'll tell you that much. And you got a Rangers team that strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Plutko, big fly ball guy, is terrifying, but he limits the hard contact. Texas's team total is 5.7, third highest on the slate. Lefties, 241. Righties, 392. Reverse splits versus Plutko. So keep all that in mind, but at $5,900, I'd be willing to give him a roll. So yeah, it's really, really not a great day for pitching. The upper tier pitching is great. You maybe find some value bats. Otherwise, you're going to have to, you know, pivot to guys like maybe Drew Pomeranz figures it out against the Dodgers. That's a scary predicament, but it's possible. You could look at guys like Trevor Williams for Pittsburgh against Detroit. I don't mind that at all. That's one I should probably talk about some more. He's coming off the IL. He could be a very good pivot at $7,300. He'll probably be popular if those games rain out. But he faced Detroit once this year, 6 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks, 14.1 points. He's got a very, very good floor, double-digit floor with big-time upside. So Trevor Richards at 73 is another really good option in this low 7K range if you need to go there. Otherwise, you're trying to see if, like, John Gray gets it done. It's a rough one. It's a very, very rough one. So recapping it for you, you got Rich Hill, Heaney, Greinke up top. In the middle, it's Lester, Ponce de Leon, Richards, and now don't forget Trevor Williams. We're going to add him to that list there too as well. A very good option coming off the IL for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then if you're punting, Adam Plutko. But overall, very, very rough looking pitching slate for all of us. Let's go to the bats. Catchers on this slate. You got Mitch Garver versus Erod at $5,100. Not a bad look for you there. He could come into play and be very, very interesting. But it's expensive. But you can't go down to Wilson Ramos, who's absolutely mashing left-handed pitching this year. Wrote him up in the batter breakdown for today. Really good look there versus Max Fried. The Mets have a team total of 4.4. Lefties, 270. Righties, 320 off Fried so far. There's a lot of really good bats in this slate. That's why it really sucks the pitching's not going to be there if it rains out to get all these bats. But Ramos is very in play for you there. Tyler Flowers versus Steven Matz at 39 could be worth a look. A couple other ones could be the likes of Johnny Lucroy versus Aaron Sanchez at 33 and an Elias Diaz at 3,000 or a couple other catching options to take a look at on this slate. When you go over to first base, you have the red hot Freddie Freeman. It'll be a great GPP play versus Steven Matz at 55 as it'll be a lefty-lefty matchup. We'll go low-owned, lots to like in that respect. Atlanta's got a 5.2 team total, one of the higher ones on the slate, and Matt's lefty's hitting 368, righty's 301 off Matt, so keep that in mind when you break it all down. But one of the popular plays tonight, and he's a great play, is $5,400. It's Big Meat Pete Alonso, who just keeps crushing it. 39 points last night as he went 4-for-4. 39, 5, 3, 23, 15, 10, 24, and he gets Max Fried tonight, who's been struggling quite a bit. So two good options in that game right there. You can look at the switch hitting Carlos Santana at $4,900 versus Palumbo. Santana averaging 11.5 over his last 10. Put up 13 more last night. Should be a very, very good play again tonight. Josh Bell went deep last night. Jordan Zimmerman's returning from the IL. So Bell at 48 is a very good look as well. David Freese, over like the last 19 games, he's hitting .444 with just insane peripherals outside of that. He's crushing baseballs. And some of those stats are skewed because I can only search him by dates, not by what games he started. Because some of those are just pinch hit days. Like when he starts, he's being productive, getting the job done. It's a lefty Pomeranz on the mound. So Freese at 47 is in play. You can go down to the likes of a Matt Adams or Arrieta for the third straight day if they ever play it. That's one. CJ Cron versus a lefty at 42, very much worth a look. People love Erod. I like him a lot too. He has very drastic home road splits and lefties, and he has usually, you know, better to lefties than righties, or vice versa. He's better to righties than lefties. But on the road, lefties are getting like 310 against him with some good pop. So CJ Cron at 42, nice play for you there. Farther down you go, though, it's a little bleak at the position. You got the likes of, say, a Justin Borg. It's Aaron Sanchez at 38, Paul Goldschmidt at 37 versus Richards if you're looking for some savings. But if you just want to punt it, Miggy Cabrera is $3,400 against Trevor Williams. Miggy's kind of getting it done for his price, at least 8, 11, and 14 in his last three. He's hit safely in four straight. So something to keep in mind there with Miguelito at $3,400. Heading over to second base, you got some fun ones up top. You got Ketel Marte at 53, let everybody down. Good spot against John Gray once again. But Ozzie Albies at 5K is great. Just continues to crush, averaging 15 over his last 10. Put up a goose egg last night, but then 28, 21, goose egg, 10, 14, 19, 16, 28, 14. So 10 or more in 8 of his last 10. Basically, if he scored points in a game, he double digits. He crushes left-handed pitching, crushes it. He's $5,000, really good play with Ozzie Albies. You can go back to the Tommy La Stella wagon versus Sanchez at 46. Don't hate that at all. GPP, once again, Lourdes Gurriel, second base outfield at 42. He took Tyler Skaggs deep. Really good option for you tonight. We talk about it all the time. GPPs, Ruben Odor, $4,100 versus Plutko, went deep last night. He's a total boomer bust guy, 14-0-0-7-26-10. You kind of get the drift when it comes to Ruggie. He's $4,100, good price tag against Plutko in that matchup. Kevin Biggio's $3,900, lefty-lefty, but it's lefties okay. Jonathan Scope, 37, good GPP value versus Erod if you want to go there. Brock Holt, I continue to play this boy. I like Gibson, I like him a lot, but Holt's been a good cash game play. $3,700, 11 more points last night. He's got 11, 0, 4, 20, 25, 8. So some nice plays there for Holt. Hits about 6th in that Red Sox lineup right now. Colton Wong at 37 is in play. Robbie Cano at 35 if you're looking to punt at the position. Third base, you got Rendon versus Arrieta at 54. Yes, that's a good one. Escobar at 51 versus Gray is very good as well. The Rockies do hit Greinke well. If we look at BVP, Greinke's been much better of late, but the Rockies hit him well. So like an Arenado at 48. Will be low-owned like he was last night. He went deep last night. You can go back to Tommy La Stella as we talked about. J.D. Davis of the Mets could be a nice sneaky play here. Very inconsistent, but the StatCast metrics are insane on him. So when he goes off like 0-5-29, 0-0-21. GPP only, of course, but could be an interesting Mets piece in a stack that will go low-owned at 4,500 versus Max Fried. Josh Donaldson is on fire. He's 4,400, averaging almost 12 points a game. 17-6, 26-14, facing Steven Matz tonight at 44. Really good play with Donaldson. I like that a lot, but then again, I like the Donaldson play a lot. Really, really do like it a ton. You get Rafael Devers again at $4,400 versus Kyle Gibson. 22 more points last night, 22-0, 19-10, 11-14, 10-12. The dude just continues to mash. I like third base going Donaldson or Devers at $4,400, getting some savings, and both have tremendous matchups. Donaldson's more favorable than Devers. Devers was less than 3% owned last night. I don't understand what people are doing. I really don't. The dude is so freaking good right now, and no one owns him. So if you want to play the ownership game, he'll be much lower owned than Donaldson. That's for darn sure. And it blows my mind. It really, truly does. The Todd Father is an intriguing play at 42. Justin Turner at 41 versus Drew Pomeranz is worth a look for you for sure. You got Matt Carpenter at 4K if you need to go there. A few cheaper options. Jose Ramirez went deep last night. He's $3,800 tonight versus Palumbo, the switch hit, the lefty Palumbo. So you can look there. Or Colin Moran at 37 could be a nice cheaper option coming against Jordan Zimmermann in a GPP. Moran GPP only. Remember that. You got switch hitting Marwin Gonzalez at 37. You got Vladito at 36 if you're looking for some value at the position. Shortstop, Frenchie Lindor is up to 55, and he's a great play yet again. Don't hate that at all. Trey Turner versus Arrieta. We've talked about it for two straight days. Trevor Story owns Greinke. We will get to BVP. He loves Greinke. He's $5,100. But sliding on down like Dansby Swanson at 46, I love the value there. I love it. I love it. I love it. He's hitting lefties so well. Hitting second in that order. Getting Steven Matz tonight. It's a really good look for you there. switch hit Jorge Polanco's and play Ahmed Rosario versus the lefty Freed. So you don't, again, another position you don't have to pay up for. Those options up top are great, but if you want to start with Swanson at 46, DeJong at 45, Polanco 44, Rosario 43, I like all those. I'd go Swanson, Rosario, Polanco, DeJong in that order, but all really good looks for you at those price points. If you want to go down farther, Nico Goodrum's only $3,700 versus Trevor Williams. That has some GPP appeal and some savings for you, so don't hate that at all. Let's head to the outfield. You got some fun ones here. You got Charlie Blackmon, who continues to crush it. Three more hits last night, $5,800 against Greinke. Steep price tag against a great pitcher, but Blackmon just getting it done over and over again. Mike Trout's a good play, of course, but Ronald Acuna at 55, I absolutely love. I play him a lot, and he's in a really, really good spot tonight. Austin Riley's GPP relevant, but he's been streaking in a bad way of late, so keep that in mind. But it doesn't mean he can't run into one against the Mets team, but I'd prefer Acuna in a heartbeat. Shohei Ohtani, great play at 5,200 versus Aaron Sanchez, like that quite a bit. Senshu Chu at 5K versus Plutko in that matchup. Oscar Mercado's up to 5K, folks. We've been talking about him. 29 more points last night. He's averaging 13.5. I don't know what else I have to tell people to play this damn kid. He had two more steals last night. 29, 14, 28, 13, 10 in his last five. The dude is getting it done, folks. Getting it done. You got Nelly Cruz versus a lefty at 49. Good spot for you there. Michael Conforto in a GPP went deep yesterday. He got Freed, but then you have Atlanta bullpen, so it won't be lefty-lefty all game. Keep that in mind. Kepler with the pinch hit dong last night. He's 4,800 tonight in play versus Erod. His lefties can hit Erod. Don't ignore that. Starling Marte only 46 versus Jordan Zimmermann. I like that quite a bit. Mentioned J.D. Davis already. Jordan Luplow. We target Jordan Luplow versus lefties. He has Palumbo tonight at 4,500. So Luplow, a good GPP play in that matchup. Cole Calhoun went deep again last night. He's really kind of heating up, 14-23 in his last two. Couple bad games, but then an 8-17, 7-16. $4,400, not a bad play against Aaron Sanchez for a good Angels ball club tonight. You get a discount of Mookie Betts at 44 versus Gibson. That's a great price tag. You got Peralta at 44, Mazzara at 44, so some good looks there. But Betts at 44, I know Gibson's been really, really good. But to get a player of Betts caliber at that price point, it's hard to pass up. You got Juan Soto at 43 versus Arrieta, similar situation. Great player, great price tag. That's too cheap. Willie Calhoun at home against Plutko at 43, really good look for you there. I mentioned Lourdes Gurriel already. Nick Markakis can hit lefties just fine. He's 42, so lots to like down here. Like these other positions, on a night where it's hard to find value pitching, you can find mid to low 4K bats to help you there quite a bit, which is nice to see. You got Eloy Jimenez who hit the bomb last night to win it for the White Sox. He's 4,100. Justin Upton early 41 is worth a look. But keep an eye on this one because his first game back was against Edwin Jackson. They had him hitting high in the order. Last night they had him hitting like 8th. So see what they're doing there. That was an odd one to see. You got Benintendi at 41. Not a bad look there for you. Brian Goodwin went deep yesterday. GPP only, but 4K if you're looking for savings. A few others to take a look at when you slide on down. Gregory Polanco's been a mess, but he's only 3,900 versus Zimmermann. I don't mind Schwarber at 38 versus Giolito in a GPP. I could go there in a GPP. Same with Harper at 38 versus Scherzer in a GPP. Because right now the Phillies are priced to face Scherzer. Scherzer broke his nose last night. He might not be pitching, and those prices won't change. So keep that in mind. The Phillies could be super cheap if things work in our favor. A few more. Mentioned Nico Goodrum at 37. Nick Castellanos at 37. Marwin Gonzalez at 37. Brock Holt at 37. So lots of good looks there. There's more as you go down. C-Dick 36. JBJ 36. So there is value to be had there. Again, ask any questions you need in the FSD Slack chat or the TQE member Discord. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, I got Rich Hill, Andrew Heaney, Zach Greinke. In the middle, Lester, Ponce de Leon, Richards, and Trevor Williams is now in that mix as well. And then down below, Adam Plutko, but not a lot to like overall. Not much at all. Looking at the stacks on this slate, Washington versus Arrieta. We've been trying to play that one for 2 days now, so that's a sneaky fun one. Then you got Cleveland versus Palumbo, Texas versus Plutko, both great spots. That Cleveland lineup, they were chalky yesterday. They went off. They're in a great spot again today. As Palumbo is a joke. He's very, very bad. The Angels versus Aaron Sanchez is a nice look, but I love the Braves versus Steven Matz. Big fan of that one. You could go back to the Dodgers versus Drew Pomeranz. I forgot to mention, I wrote it up last night, but Kiki Hernandez is at second base and outfield eligibility, and he's only $3,200 versus a lefty. Keep that in mind when you want value. That is a big value play for you. Minnesota versus Erod's not bad. I do like some Tampa versus CC could be very intriguing, but that's a day game, so never mind on that one. A few others. You're going to have to kind of see, like, Detroit versus Trevor Williams and Pittsburgh versus Zimmerman could be interesting, cheaper options. But for now, it's like Washington, you got the Cleveland-Texas game, Angels, and then Mets-Braves. I like that Mets-Braves game quite a bit, so keep an eye on that one. All right, BVPing it up on this 10-gamer here. When you look at the BVP, we got Justin Upton, 6 for 11, 3 doubles versus Aaron Sanchez. Freddie Freeman, 5 for 18, 2 doubles off Steven Matz. Camargo's taking him deep. A few other ones for you. There's not a ton, but Jose Abreu, 6 for 15 with a double and a homer off Johnny Lester. CJ Cron's taking Erod deep. That's good to see. Mookie Betts, 6 for 16, 3 homers off Kyle Gibson. He was stupid cheap. JD Martinez, 10 for 31, a double, 2 homers. He was cheap as well. So some good numbers there against Kyle Gibson. David Peralta, 8 for 18 with 3 doubles off of John Gray. Eduardo Escobar's taking him deep. Trevor Story, 11 for 38, 2 doubles, 5 home runs off Greinke. Dahl's taking him deep. Mark Reynolds has 4 homers off Greinke. Charlie Blackman, 18 for 67, 8 doubles, 2 homers. Arenado, 18 for 67, 8 doubles and a triple. So good stuff there, but still Greinke. They're only hitting .233 as a team. Only a .305 WOBA, so keep that in mind. Alex Verdugo, Russell Martin, Chris Taylor, David Freese have all taken Drew Pomeranz deep. Brandon Belt, 6 for 14, 2 doubles and a homer off of Hill. Crawford, 6 for 17 as well. So a few things to look at there. But that'll wrap it up for today's edition of Quick Hits. Again, 10-game slate on tap. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, hit me up there. And a rating and review on iTunes would be much, much appreciated. But if you want to join thequantedge.com, again, promo code Bubba gets you everything you need. Great announcement last night. The QuantEdge purchased Power Hour DFS with Hodge and company. And that'll be huge for the product. Huge for the football product coming up. So keep that in mind. A lot's going on there. Also, over on FantasySportsDGens.com, the always pressing PGA DFS podcast dropped Monday night to preview this week's PGA Tour action at the Travelers. So get your lineups ready there. We have Bench with Bubba episode 180 dropped the other night with Mick Chiellella of Fantrax. Go check that out. So lots going on per the usual. Hope everybody has a great Wednesday. And this was it. MLB DFS Quick Hits Wednesday, June 19th in the book. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.